Blog Talk Radio.
From trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, we say, greetings to all of our viewers and listeners who have tuned into our show today. We are very grateful and we thank you. As always, we give glory to the God of heaven who is now with us in person. You are now experiencing the highlight in Blog Talk Radio. The Star and Crescent Report is the new standard in talk radio. And now Hiram's 1555 blog presents to you, for your enlightenment, the Star and Crescent Report, with host Rashid Muhammad, known as Hiram 1555. So join with us now as we enter the Star and Crescent Report. Greetings. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us this day in person and left in our midst a divine reminder and the greatest gift that could be given to any people at any time and any place. I'm talking about the greatest gift in the person of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. I speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide in these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you all. We say in their names, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who will listen live and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Now, you all try to say all that in that limited time. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Today's show is news with views. If you hear a lot of shaking and rattling and all of that, that is thunder. We are experiencing a bad weather down here, and it is coming down real bad. I also want to comment on something about Blog Talk Radio for those of you who don't have access to the computer this morning. They were messing around with our front page. They would not allow us to change our front page, and they would not allow us to update it. Also, they were showing for the last few days that our next show, which is today's show, would be aired at 8 o'clock in the morning. No matter how many times we went in there and tried to change it, they kept saying at 8 o'clock in the morning. Brothers and sisters, if you do not get a change of time on the Hiram's 1555 blog, always remember that it is 10 a.m. Central, 11 Eastern time, always when we do a show, unless otherwise specified on our Twitter account or our Hiram's 1555 blog. Also, we just realized that we hadn't been tweeting on Twitter because they kept disconnecting us off of Twitter. So we have to go through all of that. And that's some news. And our view is the devil regardless of whom or what, and we have to make do with what we have in the midst of hell to get the truth out. Now, there are other few things we want to address. You know, something came to me last night as I was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Theology of Time. And I was like, whoa, you know, every time I hear the message, it's like hearing them for the first time because you get something out of it. Yes, we do have, first of all, brothers and sisters, hold your horses with your hands for a second. We are going to talk on some of the stuff that is going on in the geopolitical arena, just a little bit of that. We're going to touch on some of the latest news in America about the poverty. But I want to go to something. So as I'm listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he answers the question that these so-called believers have problems acknowledging or hearing or understanding. No matter how many times I have answered people questions on Freemasonry with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I'm talking about the believers. Now, when I answer people who are other than believers, that's something different, but I'm talking about the believers. For the believers, all that you need to know is what the messenger taught, the way he taught it, right? We don't have to go to outside references, though we have plenty of them. So what should be sufficient and suffice us is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us on Freemasonry. Now, some of us like to fandangle Freemasonry and twist it into the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and make it appear as though it is something magnificent or spectacular and something that is beyond belief because everything is done behind closed doors. So we are fascinated and we get enthralled in that. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, why waste time on Freemasonry when it only takes you through the hills and caves of Europe and in Australia? They only get 33 degrees of the circle of knowledge, which is 360 degrees. Why would you focus your attention on 33 meager degrees when Elijah Muhammad is teaching you the whole of the knowledge of God and the devil? Some of us, we like secrecy. A lot of us who claim to follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad don't really follow him. We can recite his words, we can quote him, and then we'll fandangle what we believe into what Elijah Muhammad say to justify our wicked belief of something other than Elijah Muhammad. This has got to stop. And no matter how many times we go into this, no matter how many times we explain this, you act as though you don't hear, don't see. And you act as though truth does not resonate within you who call yourselves followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I know Freemasonry make you sound big when you start talking about the degrees. Well, they do such and such and this degree. They do this and this and this and that degree. Well, they have this ritual. Well, Elijah Muhammad unmasked it all. You remember the book says that when that last one would raise up, and Jesus said when that last one comes, he would reveal it all. He would reveal all truth, right? So Elijah Muhammad had taken the blinders and the curtains off of this stuff and unmasked it. Some people say, well, it's a Freemasonry conspiracy to rule the world. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it is the white man's desire to rule the world. Now, how can you rectify this? Well, secret circles. Yeah, secret circles. There's secret circles and everything. But the nature goes to the underlying thing of the entire race. And to prove what I'm saying, no matter where you at, go to Africa. Go to Africa. The northern tip of Africa. Black is I don't know what, but what do they show you in Tunisia? What do they show you in Libya? What do they show you in Yemen? What do they show you in Oman? What do they show you all across the North, Egypt even? White people who have ascended to the seats of authority over blacks. No matter where you go, this is the case. Because it is their nature, the underlying nature of that people to rule over you. Yaqub put it in their very core. And it is not just confined to some secret society. No. Muhammad talked to us about the 10%. Some of you said, that's Freemasonry. Well, we're going to let Elijah Muhammad explain it to you. Okay? Because no matter how many times you recite Albert Pike and all of the other Freemasons, you're still not getting the core of what is going on. As I was saying to one brother, and I brought it up, excuse me, on the show, if Albert Pike is revered in Freemasonry. And if Albert Pike is considered almost a god in Freemasonry, and if he is acknowledged to be a pioneer in Freemasonry, this is Albert Pike now we're talking about, and he puts out books on Freemasonry, right? And they swear by the sword in Freemasonry to never reveal the secret of Freemasonry. How can these two conflicting points be? How can they worship him as almost a god when he has taken an oath not to put out the truth? Huh? So you quote Pike's books, and you quote all of the other major outstanding Masons. But I ask you, how can they on one hand be revered in the circles of Freemasonry, and on the other hand reveal the secrets when they know if they reveal the secret off with their head, and they will be disgraced in that circle, but they are honored. So this tells us that they did not reveal the secrets completely, and what they did is what their nature had given them to do. Mix up truth with falsehood while they know, to keep you captivated and insulated into half-truths that leads you further astray from the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The more you delve into it, the further astray you go. All right? We're going to hear what Elijah Muhammad says about all these books. You know, a lot of people say, well, go get this book and read that book, and go check out this author of Freemasonry, and go do this and go do that, when they got clear instructions from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on Freemasonry. But we're going to listen to what Elijah Muhammad says on Freemasonry, okay? Because it's one thing reading it. It's another thing listening to the Lamb of God tell you about it. And listen to me good. Once you hear the Lamb of God teach you on this, you have no more cloak or expiation to hide behind. For your desire in love for a mere 33 degrees of a circle of wisdom of 360 degrees. Brother, I'm telling you, we are fickled in the head and in the heart. The devil made us just like him. But we're going to go into this Freemasonry. We're going to hear what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talks about, because you hear a lot of these brothers out here on Facebook and on Twitter and on the net talking about, go get this book in Freemasonry. Go get this and go. And the reason I'm saying this is because I've answered so thoroughly questions asked on Freemasonry, so thoroughly. Some of them I gave a thesis on, just to get this underlying point out, to say anyone who continues to teach you on Freemasonry after the wisdom of Elijah Muhammad has been shined on them, they have lost their way and cannot understand, and they think that they're on the right path, but they have ventured so far astray that they can't even see that they're on the wrong path. So after knowledge, there is no excuse. We're going to listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on Freemasonry. And let me turn this up real quick before I turn it on, because I want you to get the gist of this. Pay close attention, because these clips, as I was listening to the Theology of Time last night, I put the tape in, I'm listening, I'm cleaning up, and it's like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is talking to me. So I told my wife, Nicole, hurry up, come here, get your phone. And my wife said she thought I was having a stroke up there the way I was acting. And so she uploaded it on her phone, and then she downloaded it to the computer, and she did her best to try to clean it up so that, because this is off tape to phone and uploaded to computer. So bear with us and pay close attention to this. This is about 2 minutes and 41 seconds on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talking on Freemasonry, and then we're going to go to another clip of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad explaining something else, okay? Pay close attention to the messenger.
You see these brethren sitting in front of me and sisters. These brothers, what they wear on their head represents the universe.
Let me stop that right there. That's the second part. My wife mislabeled them. That's the second part, I believe. The first part, she has labeled number two. Let me go to number two. Then we'll go to number one, because I want to make a point with the one I was just playing. So please pay attention.
The world, not better, this world, but the heavens and the earth belong to black people. And this is why this teaching has come to you. It is to point you into the knowledge of your own. Last Sunday, I think we left off talking about strife. There is so much to tell you that I could put it into books after books. There is plenty of books wrote on it now, but some of them I don't go for. These books are books. They are piled up into libraries throughout the world, books after books, mostly to commercialize them. You don't need all of these books. As the Bible teaches you back there in the last part of it, that he saw God give a man with a symbolic name a little book. And that little book was enough to take care of all the big books.
Now, he said that there's lots of books out there on this subject put out there. But most of it out there is to commercialize on. He says most of it he don't go for. Because most of it out there is to commercialize on you, right? He said, but you don't need all of those books out there, talking about on Freemasonry. Because the book teaches us that God gave the Lamb one book, and that one book was enough to take care of all of the big books. Now, either you follow Elijah Muhammad and you accept this, or you don't. There is no in-between here. This is clear. This is clear here. I'm not saying don't read books, because I'm, he is against us. No. I'm saying I'm against people mixing up their words and their perception and their ideas into the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad just to justify. See, they want to hold Elijah, but they want to hold on to Freemasonry. They want to hold on to Elijah, and they want to hold on to all of this so-called ancient teachings or the mystic teachings. It's either or. Remember, the book says, God says that he will make his messenger overcome all religions, right? Freemasonry is looked upon as a religion. Now, we're going to go into something real quick on this Freemasonry subject. Because as I have taught you on this, and it seems to be clear as day in the lesson books, it asks, why did we make the devil study from 35 to 50 years before he was able to come amongst us and trade? Right? Listen to the word. Why did we make the devil steady? Right? We. Who is the we? The same we in the Bible. Huh? And we, and the same we in the Quran. And we made the heavens and the earth. And we did X, Y, and Z. That same we gave to the white man a watered-down version of Islam because its nature rebels against the core teachings of Islam. Look at the Middle East right now. Look at all the fighting and the rebellion over there. These are white people over there because they had some semblance of Islam. And their nature has them fighting against each other and fighting against everybody, killing everybody, and then claiming Allahu Akbar in the process of killing, strapping bombs to themselves. But the lesson books teaches us that we gave them this. We made them study from 35 to 50 years before they were able to come amongst us and trade with us, and we wouldn't kill them so quickly. And then we let them wear, once a year, our symbols. But they had to wear in a way which signified that they were not the real owners. And this way that they wear it, they are called, once they ascend to this 35 to 50 years, they become known as Shriners or Muslim sons, right? Muslim sons. So if you say that Masonry is of the devil, you are saying that Islam is of the devil, right? If we gave it to them, and if once they attain to the 33rd degree, they become Muslim sons, you're saying that Muslims or Muslims are of the devil. You don't understand it. Sometimes we can get a little bit too much knowledge and be fools. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to hear what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has to say on this Masonry and these Muslims, sons, and who owns the universe and who gave them Masonry. We're going to hear it from the messenger. And we surely are not the devil. We are of God. So if we gave it, Masonry is not of the devil. Masonry was made for the devil. Right? Two words there. Some people say of, which is wrong. Really, for, which is right. And that word, those two words in the wrong places can condemn a whole bunch of people to a lot of misunderstanding. Those words, of the devil instead of for the devil. Remember, all throughout the devil's history, we sent prophets amongst them. We sent people amongst them to try to shine light on them and show them a way. So the guidance was not of the devil. The guidance came for the devil. And if we gave them Masonry, it was not of the devil. It is of God. But it was for the devil. Oh, come on. Talk back to me for a minute. Listen to this. Let's go and let's hear what the Holy Apostle has to say about this, okay? This is what I
agree. You see these brethren sitting in front of me and sisters. These brothers, what they wear on their head represents the universe. And why they are wearing it, because now God is turning over to the sea, like man the universe. And that they are within their rights to put it on their head, because it's there. Well, I guess I'm better just bring it on out. If you don't see the white Mason wearing it but once a year, you wonder then, wow, we don't wear it along with them once a year. No, we the father of it. So if the father is going to lay his emblem aside to go along with the men on, and the father is doing this either for trying to make acquaintance with him in his own country, or the father is just laying his down for a certain time. The day we are able to wear our fez, which represents the universe. But white people don't do this. They wear them once a year in some kind of turnout. Because this is not his. That's why he don't wear it. He's a man put in the universe for a time. And at the end of that time, he gets out of our house. If we don't get out, we throw him out.
Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we are the father of it. So if we are God, then how can it be of the devil? Huh? If we made it and we gave it to them and we are the father of it and we are God, then it is of God for the devil. Come on, talk back to me, you so-called masters in masonry. This is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talking. But some of us, we get so enthralled with the people telling us that we know certain things that we don't take time out to think. Is what we think we know in line with what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught? So some of us will push Muhammad's teachings to the margin in order to fit what we want the people to know into it. That is changing Muhammad's teachings. That is changing his teachings. And you are doing it knowingly. And that'll condemn you and those who entertain these thoughts to destruction, because Elijah Muhammad came with a life-giving truth that was as clear as sunshine for all of the world to see. You didn't say these things about his teachings when he was alive or amongst us. You didn't say these things when he was on the rostrum, and you didn't challenge him on that stuff. And now everybody, back alley ministers and back alley followers and all of these coming out, well, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said such and such, and he meant this. No, what he said is what he meant, and what he meant is what he said. We like to spookify things. We like to change it to our perception. But now today, God left some sparks of fire in the midst of the black nation to burn all of the lies up and to uproot all of the unrighteous teachings against his messenger. And so we are here today on the Star and Crescent Report to bear witness to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to give credit to Elijah Muhammad and his God, and to uplift it. If I be lifted up through the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Almighty God, I will draw all men unto thee. We all say this. If we uplift Elijah, if we uphold Elijah's teachings, we will draw all men to God, because that is the right way to do it. That's the cheese in the rat trap. Tell Holy Elijah Muhammad. All of these people are mystifying and spooktifying the teachings because it sounds good. And, of course, if you read a few books, you think you know something. And then you want people to give in to you. But that is not in line with what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught. And I just played the clips for you. Now, how you going, if you a follower of the messenger, how you going to go along and say I'm telling you a lie? How you going to say I'm not telling you right? How you going to say what I'm saying is not right and exact when I just let you hear what the messenger said? See, what I do when I play clips, I don't just play a certain clip. I play more than the clip that I want to play to you, because I want you to get it in the exact context in which it was taught. Because so many times people are quoting and misquoting out of context to justify their filth and their desires and their thoughts and their way of thinking. And the time for that is up. So it may be two or three words that I want you to hear, but I'll play a minute to let you hear what Elijah Muhammad has said in the context of the quote, so that you won't be misled and so that you won't say, well, Rashid said such and such. No, you're not going to put that on me, because I respect what Messenger Muhammad said, and I'm going to force you to respect it so long as you listen to this show. Because all that we need in this day and time is Elijah Muhammad and his God. Remember, behold, before the coming of the great and dreadful day, I will send you Elijah, and he, that word he, that's singular. So he didn't have no associates. He didn't have no partners. He didn't have no what you call aides. And he, right, that's singular. So all we can do is come behind him and help propagate the faith, because we want prophesy. We didn't sacrifice. We didn't go in and out of prison for the benefit of the truth. It was not our sacrifice that made Islam known and respected in the wilderness of North America and in the Western Hemisphere. That was done on the back of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Prior to Elijah Muhammad, there was nothing of the sort. No, 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 no. prior to Elijah Muhammad, there was nothing like that, brothers and sisters. So you know what? And by the way, I have my baby in here in my office with me today because my wife had to run out. So you hear my baby's talking in the background. But that's good because he is getting a lot of what he should be getting at this age, hearing the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, Brother Minister John, I know you're listening and I know you're holding on. I'm going to bring you in shortly, but it's some points that I got to hit because we're on this road of truth and we're trying to get the bumps out of the road. We're trying to pave the road with righteousness and get all of this unrighteousness out the way because Elijah Muhammad built the road. He built this highway, and we want to get all of the riffraff out the way. Now, some of you say, well, I know this, and I've read that, and such and such. Or some of you, I love to hear some of these brothers. Some of these brothers say, well, I ain't going to change. I'm going to do such and such this way, even after knowledge. Do you know what that is? That's saying, you, as Muhammad taught us in the warning to the hypocrites, he says, that's a person daring God to chastise them. When a person brings to you the truth, and then after you get in the truth, you say, I'm not changing. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Muhammad says, that's you challenging God to chastise you. You know you got to have cojones, biggest pythons, to challenge God to chastise you. So, as I was teaching you on this show before, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the method is just as important as the message. And if you don't have the right method, you can't have the right teacher. And if you don't have the right teacher, then you don't have the right message, right? So some of these brothers out here, they're acting crazy out here, cussing, fighting, threatening, acting a fool. Some of them, you see beards all on their face talking about they followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Got beards down to their knees, followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, right? Got all kind of the latest haircuts and ass dyes, right, with the big mohawks. I'm a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You look more savage today than you ever did, yet you're a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, right? But listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us about the right way, the right teacher, okay? This is 19 seconds, all right? Pay close attention.
If we are to know the right way, the right way cannot be taught by the wrong way teacher. You've got to have the right teacher to teach the right way.
The right way can't be taught by the wrong way teachers. If you got a person out there going out there arming themselves, cussing, acting more savage than the savage out in the street, how in the world can you get people in your temple to straighten up if you're acting more savage than the savage? Right? So Elijah Muhammad gives us the perfect answer to all of this. We'll hear this 19 seconds again.
If we are to know the right way cannot be taught by the wrong way teacher. You've got to have the right teacher to teach the right way.
So what he is saying is no matter how much people say the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did this, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this, and I'm a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if they are not an embodiment of what Elijah Muhammad laid down in his precepts, his guidelines, and his statutes, guess what? They're the wrong way teachers. And Muhammad says you can't go the right way with a wrong way teacher. You've got to have the right teacher to teach you the right way, not a wrong way. So, all that I'm telling you is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, and a lot of people are upset with me and Brother Minister John, but they're upset with me because what I do is I just put the messenger out there in his context, right? And I shine the light on the people out there who are claiming to follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, why would you be mad at me for that? Why would you be mad at me for that? When you say it is Elijah Muhammad whom you follow. All right? Well, Now let's go to some. Let's transition to something about this devil. All right? First, I want to see what this says. This says white devil. So, excuse me. I want to see what this says right here. I don't know what this says. It's 34 seconds, so I want to see what this says.
But for those of you who disbelieve in him, those of you who mistreat him, he's a stone of stumbling. And he's a rock of offense. You become offended by his teaching. What are you offended by? If he tells you that the white man is a devil, can you prove that the white man is a saint? You say, I know some good ones. How do you know a good one when you're not good yourself? Somebody got to come and make you good.
I'm a cold brother. Listen. That was Billy the Firegun with the messenger was standing on the stage. And he said, you know, about the devil. And his followers are disputing us when we call the white man the devil. Oh, Elijah Muhammad said, we got to stop calling the white man the devil. Okay. Well, we're going to get what Elijah Muhammad had to say about that in a few minutes. But listen to this. Remember what Farrakhan just said, but I want you to pay close attention to his representative. You got to pay close attention because this thing is real rough right here. And this is the way it was recorded, and this is the way we recorded it from the recording. So pay close attention.
If you had asked me just a little while back, if I ever thought that something like this would occur, I would have said, hell. Absolutely not. And I'll be honest with you, when Minister Farrakhan announced at a gala how that the celebrity was on the celebrity center international in Hollywood, he announced at that gala in 2009 the marriage between the Church of Scientology and the Nation of Islam. I said, what? What is he talking about?
He said, and that's Aleem, Dr. Aleem. He said, out in Hollywood, California, Louis Farrakhan announced the marriage. That's nuptials. That's the tying of the knot, the intermingling and the intertwining of one's thoughts, beliefs, and rituals, and consummating one's relationship. He said that Minister Farrakhan announced the marriage between Scientology and the Nation of Islam. That means these two are together. That's after what you just heard Farrakhan himself say when the messenger had his eyes on him. And listen what the messenger says happens when you leave the light of him. Okay? All praise is due to Allah.
That holy quantity that he appoints for hypocrites, a companion of devils, to keep them going astray so that they will meet the chastisement that they justly do. A good and true Muslim, according to the Holy Quran and the teachings of Almighty God, Allah to me, will not take anything to do or show sympathy of love for a hypocrite, though they may be their own near kin, their parents, their sisters, their brothers, and their own children. This is taught in the Holy Quran and also taught in the Bible by Jesus, wherein that he says in Matthew that if you would be my disciples, then you must fight, hate your mother, brother, sister, and your own beloved ones, and pick up your cross and come follow me. Jesus taught his disciples and the world to even hate those that did not believe in Almighty God, Allah, and he as his messenger, and to keep away from them and not even to take them for friends. The same goes for the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran teaches us against even defending a disbeliever or hypocrite, for they are the friends of the devil, and not the friends of God, nor the messenger, nor those who follow and believe the messenger. They hate all. When they turn back, they hate God and denounce him as being a false God or not the real God, and hate the messenger and those who are with the messenger. This is true and is going on at this very minute.
Now, point being, it was a lot up in there. That's a 2-minute, 23-second clip. But all I wanted to show you was the first few seconds. But I left that play because I wanted you to see it and hear it in its context about what he says about the hypocrites and what Allah promised to them and what he said in the instructions that he has given to the believers. And this is why we strive hard against the hypocrites and the disbelievers. This is why we uplift Elijah Muhammad. This is why we expose those secret councils. And this is what it means, for those of you who think that means Freemasonry. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says the secret conferences or secret councils are the hypocrites and the disbelievers working together to take the physical and spiritual life of the messenger. That's what that means. But some of us quote that out of context to justify our own wickedness. But I'm going to play this clip again, but I'm going to only play the first few seconds. Remember what Aleem announced. A marriage had taken place between Farrakhan's branch of the Nation of Krishlam. You know, Reverend Farrakhan gave his bishops and his pastors orders to go and try to quiet down the flock because they were getting antsy over this. So he said that a marriage had taken place. Those are nuptials, right? Listen what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. We're going to play this first few seconds again.
The Holy Quran teaches that he appoints for hypocrites a companion of devils to keep them going astray so that they will meet the chastisement that they justly do.
Now, Father Flager, he's a devil. He's one of Farrakhan's boys. And we see the whole of the Scientology branch, right? He appoints for them a companion of devils to keep them going astray, right? Until they meet the judgment that they justly do. He can't come back no more. He can't leave that no more because he has gone astray, blindly wandering on. Allah has sealed his vision, his heart, and his hearing against righteousness, against acknowledging truth. Because when they fall away, as Muhammad says, they fall away, they don't believe that God is God. What does Farrakhan say? Not that the person is, but what is in the person. I thank Allah for Master Farad Muhammad. Who the hell are you talking about if you're thanking Allah for Master Farad Muhammad? Huh? We believe that Master Farad Muhammad is the all-wise, true, and living God, and we will say it in the valleys or on the mountaintops. We'll say it in the closet or in the arena. We'll say it in front of one person or in front of the entire world, and we say it with vigor and enthusiasm that there is no God but Master Farad Muhammad. He is Almighty God Allah, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is indeed his last and greatest apostle. It's that easy if you believe. It's that easy if you love it. It's that easy if you know it. Because if you know it, then you want to show it. All right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's that simple. Right? So I wanted to go into some more, but we have a lot of hands up, so we'll take. Hey, man, I'm telling you, the time is going by quick now that I look up at the clock. Listen, we'll take the 813 real quick, and then we'll do the 310. 813, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with Brother Minister John Muhammad, myself, and your cyberspace family. We say assalamu alaikum to you, brother. 813? Okay, we'll have to mute him for a second. All right, we'll go to 310. 310, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Brother Rashid. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm out here teaching Messenger Muhammad's truth, his God's truth, and the black nation's truth. I'm doing all right.
Yes, sir, brother. This young brother Amir. Brother, I was just calling to bear witness to some great truth being taught right now. It sounds like somebody then contracted a spiritual hitman on this line to say, brother.
All praise is due to Allah, brother. Thank you. But you have any comment? Because I want to get back online.
That was it, brother. And please, everybody listening to this show, please go and donate and support this brother. Help keep this program going, brother. Keep firing, brother. Keep firing.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Salam alaikum, my brother. All right. Now, let us go back to Minister Farrakhan, okay? To that first clip of him. And remember what I just played with Aleem. And remember what I played of the messenger. Now let us go back again, because I'm going to remind you, I'm not a brother with a short memory. So we're going to go back to that 34-second clip. Now, the reason we're staying on this and not anything else right now is because Allah has led us this way, and we're going to go in the way that Allah has led us, not the way Rashid leads you, because I can lead you straight off a cliff if I'm not in the bosom of Allah and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we're going to go with the way Allah is leading us. So let's go back to Minister Farrakhan when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was about to mount the rostrum. Listen again. If Blog Talk won't.
But for those of you who disbelieve in him, those of you who mistreat him, he's a stone of stumbling. And he's a rock of offense. You become offended by his teaching. What are you offended by? If he tells you that the white man is a devil, can you prove that the white man is a saint? You say, I know some good ones. How do you know a good one when you're not good yourself? Somebody got to come and make you good.
Hello. This is, brothers and sisters, this Negro is crazy as hell. Anyway. Let's go to a clip. This is Aleem again, and how he's saying that L. Ron Hubbard found another way around what the God said. Now, listen, brothers and sisters, if you are a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they shouldn't even been able to put this over on you because it's in your lesson books. And it talks about how the gods or the scientists or the prophets have come to the conclusion that the white man cannot be reformed. Therefore, they must remove him from the planet Earth. This is in your lesson. Any basic follower who are studying the lessons know that what they're teaching you over there is contrary to the very lessons that Almighty God, Allah, delivered. Huh? These are the lessons that God delivered, not what Farrakhan teaching you. These are the lessons that God delivered. And if the scientists, if the prophets, if the gods have come to the conclusion that this beast cannot be reformed, so they will waste no more time, so they must remove him from the planet Earth, then who in the hell is L. Ron Hubbard to come along and find an escape hatch? That means L. Ron Hubbard is superior to Master Farad Muhammad. That means L. Ron Hubbard is superior to all of the gods, all of the scientists that ever lived, because he found a way that Farad couldn't. He found a way that the other scientists couldn't. When it takes 600 years to grab them back into the black man, right? This is what Nicodemus was telling them. They have to be born again. The Christian pastors have it wrong. Nicodemus was talking about a physical rebirth. That's why they say, how can I enter my mother's womb a second time? Huh? There must be a physical rebirth of this people in order for them to survive. But the scientists say they waste no more time because in 600 years we can produce a multitude of black babies. So they have not proven themselves worth that 600 years. So they got to be removed. Man, this is the basic lessons. Will you please go and study your lessons? Let's go into something real quick. Let's go to, and I hope it's clear. This is, and if you can't hear, just listen to it. Because sometimes even when static is playing, if you listen hard enough, you'll pick up on certain things. So we'll go to the 2 minute. It's 2 minutes and 35 seconds. This is Aleem when he's talking about if they was devils, after coming through the process of Scientology, they're no longer devils. Listen to what he's saying.
One of the goals of Scientology, I didn't actually know that.
Yes, sir.
But when it happened, I said, you know, this is really great. I think I'll go the rest of the way over the bridge. And I intend to do that. So this is Master Farouk Muhammad, and it might mean, there's a hint in our teaching, I don't have time to go into it tonight, that perhaps there was a kind of process that was done in the caucus that produced a special kind of a person. And the reason that I think that is because well, this is a segregated order.
I know, I
thought
it was true.
That ain't right.
No.
See, in America, America is a racist place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And there's a certain attitude that is carried by whites, and there's a certain attitude that's carried by blacks. And the racist attitude that is dominant in this country, especially among whites, that I've felt all my life, I'm 62 years old, I have never felt that among Scientologists.
Yeah, right.
Now, this is something that is boggling to the mind of a black Muslim.
Yes,
that's
right.
Yes,
what happened to these people that we were taught were devils?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, they were processed by Scientology.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And if they were devils, they're not devils anymore.
That's right.
Let's give yourself that.
I'm going to cut it right there. That's where I needed it at. Now, he said, it's a process of Scientology, and if they were devils, then they're not devils anymore. And to justify what he said, let me tell you, Farrakhan, they're going to have to pay for this, brothers and sisters. He is trying to justify this by throwing Master Farouk Muhammad's mother in the midst of this. Now, if you go to the Who is God's lecture by Farrakhan, even he says, when he talks about Master Farouk Muhammad's mother, he says, now don't you go out there getting you no white folks. The process has already been used, and you know there's no need for that anymore. So even he is saying, he is contradicting what he's saying now. See, this brother is forked-tongued, and if you don't listen closely to him, he's a sly talker. He's an articulate speaker, but he's not a truth bearer. He is telling you that L. Ron Hubbard found a way that the gods, for trillions of years, did not know anything about. From the very root god of the creation to the very root god of the new creation, Master Farouk Muhammad didn't know anything about. This is what he's saying. But he said that they have been reprocessed through Scientology. Let us go back to that little clip here. And then we're going to play Elijah Muhammad out there. Remember what Aleem just said. Scientology did that. They're no longer devils, right? That ain't what Farrakhan said when the messenger was standing on that stage. Let's listen to what he said.
But for those of you who disbelieve in him, for those of you who mistreat him, he's a stone of stumbling. And he's a rock of offense. You become offended by his teaching. What are you offended by? If he tells you that the white man is a devil, can you prove that the white man is a saint? You say, I know some good ones. How do you know a good one when you're not good yourself? Somebody got to come and make you good.
Now, aren't they getting offended over us calling the white man who he is the devil? Huh? And aren't they saying that didn't Aleem just say he knew some good ones? He says this. He said the people in Scientology, right? This is Aleem saying that. Now, Farrakhan gave Aleem the orders to go say something, but Farrakhan, when the messenger was on the scene, said something totally opposite. But we're going to hear what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad explains to us about this devil. And let's see if what they said squares up with what the messenger of God says, okay? Let us go here.
I have been teaching what you hear me teach on a little edition into the science of it now. But for 40 years, I have been going over this country preaching. Tell you, my kind, that the blue-eyed Caucasian people are devils. And that they were made that way. That you can't change them unless you take and regraft them back into us where they came from. You say, oh, well, then we're all devils. Oh, no, you got it wrong. Because that you made a car, it don't mean that you a car yourself.
All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, is the Farrakhan's right and the messenger's a liar, or the messenger's right and Farrakhan's a liar? And remember that Farrakhan says, I was a good for nothing, no good, lazy person until this man put love in my heart and in my head for Allah, for himself, and for you, right? So if Elijah Muhammad had that type of power, that type of influence, then we got to say the teacher is not the liar. It's the student. And by way, if the student is the liar, Muhammad says it right and we played it earlier.
If we are to know the right way cannot be taught by the wrong way teacher. You've got to have the right teacher to teach you the right way.
I know some of y'all are cussing me out right now, but you know what? Truth is truth, and you can't do nothing with this. Because what we're trying to show you, is that you've got to be strong in the messenger. Because this is the test. You know, the messenger in the fall of America, no, let me rewind. The messenger in the warning to the hypocrite said that we were being tested, and all of the weak ones would fall out, and all of the strong ones would stand, as a matter of fact. Let us hear the messenger say it for himself. So when you listen to this, you'll know why we are the way we are, why we say what we say, and why we defend the messenger the way we defend him. Listen to this.
FSA believer, these things, they must meet at upon me in the hard way. I warn you, my sons, I warn you, my followers, who are absolutely being tested in these last days about what Allah suffers to come upon his messenger. You are being tested and tried, and all the weak ones will fall out, and the strong ones will stand. And the believers that is on the way in will pass by you and pay you not in attention and will continue to believe and follow in the way of truth in Allah and his messenger.
Now, you say, well, at the end, in the 70s, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad started changing his teachings a little bit. Well, and Minister Farrakhan is taking us to another level, a deeper understanding. Well, if that's the truth, then the lie be on Elijah Muhammad, because this is what Elijah Muhammad said.
Now, many people are engaged in civil rights movements, and if this great problem or movement works out well, your theory or idea will never have changed.
I know it will change regardless if the government gives our people civil rights. I still will be fighting for separation.
He said, I never will change. That's what, now you just heard that come out of his mouth, right? So if Elijah is the messenger of God, and the book teaches us that that last messenger, the Lamb, would be without spot nor blemish, and we see a lie somewhere in the picture, then the lie is not on the teacher. The liar, and the lie is on the liar, who is the student. Now, You say, well, why, brother? Why, brothers, do you come? Mr. Farrakhan is trying to do such and such, and he's trying to do this. Well, he's had a long time to try, and he hasn't accomplished nothing. Nothing. We're in the worst condition economically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychologically than we've ever been. Right? So, you say, why are you attacking him? I'm not attacking him. John is not attacking him. And the rest of you are not attacking him. We are defending the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As a matter of fact, Muhammad gives us rules of engagement with those who call themselves our brothers. And this 22-second clip. Listen to what he says on fighting your brother.
Fight against people who are against your cause. Does that include people who are like NAACP?
We fight them with the truth. We never intend to attack our own people unless they attack us.
So when a person is misrepresenting and openly lying on our leader, our teacher, his God, and the message that they delivered to us, then they are assaulting us with a deadly spiritual weapon. So we have the rights by divine law to protect our spiritual lives. So we fight like hell against those who fight against us. Isn't that the teaching? Isn't that the core of the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Are we doing that? Are we challenging the world to disprove the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Are we challenging all of the factions of Islam to come against this divine truth? Are we standing up boldly and going where no man except Elijah Muhammad has gone before? Well, if you see these things, you hear these things, you feel these things, and you know these things, why don't you stand up and make a stand? Like Brother Minister John said, if you don't do nothing but get up out your chair, walk to the door, open it up, and slam it back, then you say you made a change somewhere in your life. I bear him witness. We've got to do that, brothers and sisters. This is News with Views. Now, before I transition, I know we have about 10, well, we're streaming now. It was an hour show, but we're streaming now. But listen, brother, for those of you who are listening, sisters, for those of you who are listening, what we give you is what God gave his lamb and what his lamb gave to us. Without addition, without subtraction, without trying to make ourselves big, without trying to teach ourselves along with the messenger, we want you to know the truth so that you don't get caught in the snare laid for the hypocrites and the disbelievers. Now, some of you are saying, well, whoa, brother, you know, it's a lot to digest. I advise all of you who listen to the show to go back. Each time we do a show, to go back and re-listen to the show, because each time you do it, you get some out of it. Now, for those of you who are premium members, we thank you for joining the premium membership. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you've got to get the premium membership on the Hiram's 1555 blog. Brother Amir, you're still holding on. I'm going to come back to you a minute for a sec, just for a second, and I'm going to ask you a question, brother. Brother Amir, are you with us?
Yes, sir, my brother.
Brother, being a member of the premium Hiram 1555, don't you see how the articles that we did a few days ago, now all of the other media is joining foot on what we wrote?
Yes, sir, brother. I got to bear you 100% witness on what you just said.
We're light years ahead of them, and our analysis on the situation that was transpiring in the Middle East and in Russia and now all of the alternative media, even Debka Files, which is an Israeli intelligence site, followed our lead on the situation over there.
Well, see, brother, they got you know the old saying goes, brother, if you can't beat them, join them. So you know all of they can't do nothing but fall in line, and you know they say they see who in that top seat on that top spot, and you know when we come in, you know we represent the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brother. And, you know, he taught all this stuff when it wasn't popular and when it wasn't even thought of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yes, sir, brother. That's all. I mean,
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Salaam alaikum. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to bring Brother Minister John in here because the show is not over yet. Brother Minister John has to say him a few words. But I just wanted to let you know that our articles in the Premium is what led to some of the writings on the Israeli website, the Israeli Defense website, Debka, when they changed some of their stuff. All of these other alternative websites, they followed our lead when we were talking about what was transpiring in the Middle East. And we did it days ahead of time. So we didn't copy them, they copied us. And then they took our analysis and they ran with it. But and we're asking you to go over there and be a Premium member. You know this show is on hit with the teachings of the messenger. You know we're representing the truth. Why don't you help us? On that note, I'm going to transition and bring in Brother Minister John Muhammad, and I'm going to say to my dear brother, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. First of all, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God who came in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due. We forever thank Allah for coming and raising up among you and I our beloved leader, teaching guide, the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and sisters, indeed we have heard this truth to this day. Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad have done a marvelous job defending and teaching the teaching to you and I, the so-called American Negro and the world, the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that he got from Almighty God Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the living God. My beloved brothers and sisters, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that we must come into the knowledge of self. We must shed off the old mindset of Yaqub and his civilization, his culture, his way, his name, and even his thoughts. So you and I today, as followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the tribe of Shabazz, we are gods by nature. We are righteous by nature. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, but we have taken on a new mindset. And that mindset we have taken on is the mindset of Yaqub and his way of life. And his way of life have been a life of liars, a life of deceitful people, a life of people who hate themselves and love everybody else. This was the way that Yaqub and his made man have made us, the so-called American Negro, into what he is. The white man have always been a liar and a great deceiver. He have deceived the whole world, not think in terms of deceiving the so-called American Negro. He have deceived the whole entire world. This is why there must be a judgment and there must be a reckoning with this evil man called Satan or Iblis or Iblis. These people today, Almighty God Allah in his infinite wisdom is now causing all every nation to taste the wrath of God. Every nation now is tasting the wrath of God in India, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, in Africa, in Europe, in Central and South America, the wrath of God being tasted by every nation, and all people all over the world is tasting the wrath of God who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, as he said to his prophets long before this day. And they predicted, it's there in your Bible, and those of you who are Christians, and those of you who are atheists, and those of you who are just plain crazy. You know it before you went crazy. You went to church before you went crazy. And while you was in the church, you turned crazier. So now today, the wrath of God, and you see it in the clouds. You see it in the earth, and you see it in the fire. You see it in the hearts and minds of men. You see those who said yesterday they believe and the follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and now today they don't. They came in with a heart not full of love, but full of deceit. The Holy Quran teaches us, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, they tried to deceive Allah and the believers, but they only deceived themselves. You had a good dose of Islam today. You had a good dose of Islam. And back-to-back proof that what man's own mouth and their own lips have said against God and his anointed one. Their own mind, their own lips, their own tongue have condemned themselves. It's called self-accusing spirit, what self actually said. And now it is played back that you might hear it. And those of you with your slick tongues, and those of you with your slick lies and deceitful ways, knowing that the black man is blind, deaf, and dumb, though some of them say, I believe in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that's just a belief, but you don't know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because you haven't studied. You just listen to someone, and it sounds good. It's like listening to a man who blows a horn, and the horn sounds good coming out on the other end. And you pat your feet, you jump up, and you say, I got it. You got what? I got Jesus. It wasn't Jesus that you got. It was the horn, the piano, and the guitar. That's what you got. That's what made your heart felt good, that you start dancing, going, chucking down and chucking back, and saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I say, my beloved brothers and sisters, you have been drunk. You have drunken the wine of falsehood. And you're acting it out. So I say to you, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and natures bear him witness, the word won't move you, but nature will move you. The word won't move you, but the white man will move you today. He's showing you that you are not his equal and never will be his equal. He's telling you, pulling off the clothes, pulling off what he have given you. And he's telling you now, you ain't nothing but 3/5 of a human being. You are in court, black man. Black woman, you're in court. In front of a white judge. You're in front of the devil. And he have no mercy. The white man, by nature, hates you. And he sees Allah is putting the chastisement on his country. And he's putting it on you. Look at you as you stand in your courtrooms across America. Black men is in court and receiving no justice, receiving injustice. And you are running around here listening to these slick head and chanters talking about the white man have changed his stripes, have changed his way. No, you are a fool. The white man knows that he haven't changed his mind. But he paid these Akatam Negroes, these slick talkers who mix up truth with falsehood. He get them money, put it in their pocket, and you out here following them, and you can't even pay your rent. You're trying to buy knowledge. You're buying falsehood. You're not buying knowledge as you walk up the steps in that Scientology by 5,000, 10,000, 25,000, 50,000, till you get to $100,000, then you're on the top. My brother and sister, what a fool. Why would you let a man who have never treated you right, why would you let a man who have never teach you right, taught you right, why would you let a man do that to you in the day, in the manifestation of God? Why would you walk down that road like that? Is it because you hear the sound coming out on the other side sound good to your ears? Because you, by nature, you, after white man have made you into himself, then you love the white man because he gives you nothing but hell, and you still love him. You like a woman who loves a man who beats her up. You love a woman, and the woman loves her man. The man beats her up, blackened her eye, knocked the baby out of her womb, push her down the stairs, and yet she say, and you ask, why did you do that? But I love him. You a fool. The white man have done all of this to us, hung us, knocked the baby out of us, buried us alive, castrated us, sick dogs on the head. Only thing sticking up out of the earth is the man's head, and the dogs came and ripped it apart. But yet today, in 2013 and beyond, you say, I love the white man. You are indeed a fool. My beloved brothers and sisters, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is your best friend. Righteousness is the key. Righteousness is our stand. Righteousness is our salvation. The righteousness is our refuge. Almighty God, Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the man of righteousness. Refuge, we fly to Allah. The Holy Quran teaches us, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that we must fly to Allah for refuge in the day of trouble. And this is indeed the day of trouble and confusion. Confusion is everywhere, in the homes, in the church, in the mosque. Confusion is everywhere. Black people, you hear Islam, you know it's right. But you've been walking that way so long in the falsehood mixed up with truth. So you said, I will go ahead and walk that way in the final call, rather than to come to the final call in Islam. As taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you refuse to come and hear. I say, walk and hear. Tune in and hear. Read and listen. Read and open up your mind and your heart that you might think in the way of divine. Righteousness is the key. And those of you who are fallen other than righteous, then you have the wrong way teacher. That wrong way teacher is teaching you the wrong way to think, to walk, and to talk. The righteous teacher, you must be taught by a righteous person, a person who have the love and compassion for you and I, the so-called American Negro. And I said to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, Islam is right for you and I. If you and I would come and lend an ear to the truth. You have lent an ear for 400 years to the devil. You have lent an ear to the final call and their way of life and their nation, as they call their Islam. You have lent an ear to that, and that have not gained you nothing but a new word. It haven't gained you nothing of substance, and you know that. But you are ashamed, and you should be ashamed for what you have done. You have turned your back. And the Bible said it would have better that you had never known this truth than have known this truth and broke away from the handle of Islam. Those of you who have broken away from the handle of Islam for a devil, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the Holy Quran verifies the truth. It says it would give you a devil for a companion. And look at you. In your temples, in your mosque, around the country, you're having a devil for a companion. The devil is teaching you his theology, and you're eating it up. You're drinking it up. You're soaking it up like a hog, a suck-up slop. So that's all it is, slop. And you're sucking it up like a hog with suck-up slop. I say it to you, my brother and sister, Islam and nothing else but Islam, as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is right and exact. So why don't you give Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, not under a leadership of a minister, but under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He is the one whom God raised in the wilderness of North America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the one whom God give to us as a leader and as a teacher and as a protector for you and I, the so-called American Negro. So why don't you give him a chance? You have given the devil a chance. Now come on and give the Honorable Elijah Muhammad a chance. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying in your mind. I've walked down this road so long in the foul call, and I refuse to give it up. I've been lied to, and I've been walking down a lie. And I see you some days as you leave your place of worship there. Sisters getting on buses, going home when brothers and sisters just one in your car as you leave your place of theology. You in your car, one. Sisters catching a bus, you could give your sisters a ride. You would give the kids a ride, give the children a ride. But you hate each other. Though you sit up in there and talk about I love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or I love Ron Hubbard, or I love Scientology, you's a liar. You's a hypocrite. You are just what the white man made you. You don't love yourself. You hate yourself. And I say to you, there's no love in that. And you sit up in the church and say, and bear witness in the church. And you tell your leader, go ahead, brother, minister. And as he teach you into falsehood and into truth at the same time, and you can't distinguish, you can't dissect, nor can you distinguish begin between falsehood and the truth. And I say to you, give an ear to the teaching of Islam as you hear it comes over these airwaves. Give an ear. Read on the log. Give in charity to help this truth be spread as you have given it to Ron Hubbard. As you go up the ladder, you have given him many hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why don't you give yourself that kind of money to help? Because you're going to need it in the day of want. Can't you see what's happening in the day of want? And I say to you, my brother and sister, this day Allah have given us. This is our day that he have given us a divine protector, a divine guide. And that divine guide, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, not one of his ministers, or not some of his ministers. I say to you, don't be bamboozled by this way of life. Come on over to the truth as been revealed by Almighty God Allah. Yes, in the hearts of some, there are jealousies. In the hearts of some, they're evil. They plant evil. Some of their hearts, they speak love from their lips out, but there's no love in their heart. There's not a love in their heart. They won't even let truth come in where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stood there, here in Chicago. But they'll let the devil come in. They'll let the preacher come in. They'll let the devil come in and teach you from the rostrum. And you sit there, listen to the devil, what the devil has done to you for 400 years. And a lying preacher come in, but you don't let one follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad come in and teach the people the truth as it has been revealed by Almighty God Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. You don't want that kind of truth taught because you're afraid. You've always been afraid of the truth as being taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, I know time, and I say to you this day, hearken unto this truth. Look at it. Come to know and to love the truth, and righteousness is your and my salvation. And without righteousness, there would be no salvation for you and I except the grave. This world is fallen. This world and death angel is everywhere in the world, and especially in America, among the so-called American Negro. And you know that is a fact. And most of our people, a lot of our people, are going out of their mind. They are becoming people without a sound mind. That's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad always warned us, pray to Allah that you don't turn devil overnight. I leave you. As I came to you in peace, I leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, my dear brother. And before we go out, I'd like to reflect on something. As I was studying the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings a few days ago, you know, I got a few threats. I always get threats here and there, and I overlook them because I'm wrapped up in the power of Allah, because I'm walking the path blazed by his messenger. And I know that no weapon, thought, or action formed or word spoken against me will prosper in any manner, in any way. And I know that those who lay snares will be the victims of their own snares. But what I want to say to you all, brothers and sisters, as we who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, get fear out of you. Get evil and wickedness out of you. Purify yourself by submitting more and more to the truth. They say, well, brother, I heard one brother say, well, brother, don't you fear this devil? Don't you fear this devil? Dude, I don't fear nothing but Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. He has the power over everything, and no one can do nothing if he don't will it to be done. And if I am killed or hurt, or Brother Minister John is killed or hurt, or if some of you who follow him are killed or hurt, then that's the will of Allah. And so we have to stand up on these things because we are all a tribe. And they sit back and want you to be scared, and I reflect and I say, my brother, my sister, if I am killed, know this for sure. My only regret is that I could not be dug up and killed 999 more times for the glory of my God, his messenger, the message that they brought in my nation. I love you all with an undying passion and love for the resurrection of 68 million black people in America and the billions around the world. Without a doubt, God loves you best. We say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day. That I like the mood I'm in.